It's 75 degrees in Nashville. It's going to be another sunny and hot day. We are still under an extreme heat warning with the heat index values expected to be as high as 110 today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A flurry of new state laws take effect starting today. Several caused a stir when they were discussed in the legislature, but they were eventually passed. There are about 250 new laws set to go into effect. Some include imposing stricter penalties for residents who don't leave the state within 90 days of receiving a federal final order of removal, allowing local education facilities, including public schools and public universities, to teach about the positive influence religion has had on American history, requiring public education agencies and charter schools to minimize screen time for K-5 students, prohibiting hospital emergency departments from transporting pregnant people to other hospitals if they have the capacity to treat the patients. Hospitals also cannot penalize medical professionals who refuse to authorize a patient transfer, and authorizing people to use deadly force to protect their property. This now applies to actual or attempted trespassing, arson, damage to property, theft, or robbery. When Nashville voters approved the 2024 transit referendum, Metro made long-term promises. The half-cent sales tax increase would fund a transit system overhaul, but it will take at least 15 years. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports on the latest element of that plan moving forward.
Nolensville Pike is getting a facelift. It's the first of 10 all-access corridors to get off the ground, as Metro has now tapped an engineering firm to spearhead the road's upgrade. These all-access corridors are significant redesigns of Nashville's major streets, and were a highlight of the transit plan. They'll be outfitted with things like transit-only lanes, modernized signals, new sidewalks, and safer pedestrian crossings. Still, we're a ways away from seeing anything happen. On Nolensville Pike, there's projected 2 to 3 years of project development before moving on to the engineering and construction phase. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Nolensville was selected to be the first all-access corridor because of its high bus usage and unsafe infrastructure. 9 other streets have also been selected, including Murfreesboro and Gallatin Pikes. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.